Our next item is change of zone, number 1690 LT Associates. Mr. Johnson, this is in your area, and before you begin, if you would indulge me just for a second, I want to take the opportunity to thank everyone on the commission for the amount of time and serious consideration that they've given to this application. I think it was Thomas Jefferson that once said that intelligent men equally informed seldom disagree. I think the key word might be seldom, but the fact is I appreciate the time that you have spent in the service to all the people of Sussex County on this and every other application we have. So that being said, sir, you may have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll take compliments anyway. I can do them.
Well, there you go. You all done a good job, every one of you.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend denial of change in zone number 1690 for LT Associates based upon the information contained in the record and for the following reasons. I do not believe that the application is consistent with the character of the surrounding property. While there are some limited commercial zoning and uses in the area along Kings Highway, they are very small in comparison to the size and scope of what has been proposed under the application. And most of the commercial uses in the area are either limited conditional uses, small B1s, or small C1 zones. Two, there's been a lot of attention given to the comprehensive plan, and the applicant has argued that the plan supports or promotes the change in zone to CR1. But the plan states that the existing AR1 zoning is just as appropriate. A change in zone is not, quote, by right, end of quote, and the comprehensive plan does not mandate a change to CR1 for this property. The purpose of the CR1 district is to provide sufficient space in appropriate locations for a wide variety of commercial and miscellaneous service activities, generally serving a wide area and located along major thoroughfares where a general mixture of service activities now exist. This application is not consistent with the stated purpose of the CR1 district since A, this location is not appropriate for a, quote, wide variety, end of quote, of commercial and miscellaneous service activities. Although the applicant has proposed a specific site plan with somewhat limited uses, if this application was approved, the developer could legally do any of the 20 or so permitted uses allowed in the district. Not all of those uses are compatible with this site and the neighboring and adjacent properties and uses, including the new high school and newly approved but not yet built residential projects. This location does not serve a wide area as referenced in the purpose of the CR1 district. It is not located on a roadway that serves a wide area since Kings Highway serves primarily the destinations of Lewis, the State Park, and the ferry, and does not serve traffic coming or going from a wide area of Sussex County. There is not currently a general mixture of service activities along Kings Highway or Gills Neck Road adjacent to this property. While there are some regional or large-scale shopping centers or commercially zoned properties in the environmentally sensitive developing area, most, if not all, of these are either smaller than what has been proposed by the applicant, predated the establishment of the environmentally sensitive developing area overlay, or are along more appropriate major thoroughfares where a true mix of service and commercial uses already exist and are more easily accessible. For the sake of comparison, the opposition presented data that Rehoboth Mall is only 250,000 square feet, Lighthouse Plaza is 210,000 square feet, and Pelican Square is 140,000 square feet. At 320,000 square feet, this project would be even larger than those existing commercial projects, and they are in a much more appropriate location along Route 1 on property that was already zoned for commercial use. The county's comprehensive plan promotes intergovernmental coordination with local municipalities and specifically references large development applications. On this application, the Lewis City Council and the Board of Public Works both officially expressed strong concerns and objections to the project and requested that it be denied. I am not satisfied that there is a need for rezoning the property to CR1 or the square footage of commercial space that could possibly be constructed if the rezoning occurred, particularly in this area. There's been strong public opposition to the project, focusing mainly on the additional traffic that would be generated by it and the cumulative impact of the existing projects along Gills Neck Road that have been approved or applied for but not yet completed. These concerns are legitimate and self-evident given the existing traffic conditions along Kings Highway without this project. Another concern expressed by the public is the proximity of the proposed commercial center nearly across the street from the new Cape and Lopen High School. A new project of this size and scale is not well suited to such a location for safety reasons and because it will not be compatible with the traffic generated by the high school and its athletic, educational, and community activities and uses. For these reasons, the proposed project is not compatible with existing roadways in the area and does not promote safe vehicular traffic on neighboring roads. The proposed project does not meet the purpose of the zoning ordinance since it does not promote the orderly growth of the county. It would establish a large-scale, regional destination shopping center where no similar commercial uses of the same size and scale exist. 320,000 square feet of commercial space with the necessary parking and other impervious areas is not a logical transition from neighboring and adjacent uses, especially in this environmentally sensitive area, which already has limitations on safe pedestrian and vehicular travel. That's my motion.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion before we call for the question? Okay, there being none, it's been moved and seconded to recommend denial of change of zone number 1690 LT Associates LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
No. We're going to call a roll. Mr. Ross?
No.
Mr. Smith?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Burton?
Aye.
Chair votes no. Motion carries 3-2.